Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodie, and I am your host, and I don't know how many podcasts I've done this week. It's been a few, some of which you haven't heard yet, some of which are for somebody else. I have done a lot of podcasting this week, and my voice is trashed, so bear with me here as I try and put this all together without my voice cracking or failing in some sort of way. On today's episode, we are going to talk about Tesla Sweden versus the union. And I'm going to say unions in this situation. We've talked a little bit about this in the past, and I'm not going to go over it again because, you can just go back and listen to it if you really wanted to. But we've got some updated information, and really, I kind of thought this deserved its own episode. And the reason why it deserves its own episode is right now across the United States and the globe, really, workers are unsatisfied with what's going on in terms of how much power they have, how much they get paid compared to CEOs and, hours, just a bunch of different stuff. And while I don't want to get into a whole conversation about workers' rights and quiet quitting and all that stuff, because that's not what the show is about, I do think that it is relevant toward the companies that we talk about, which include Tesla, but also Hyundai isn't a union. Honda's not union. I don't know if Toyota is or not. So it's these kind of things are going to come up more and more and more. Like the Stellantis, Ford, and GM had their union strike or certain portions of the union strike, and they eventually came to an agreement. So this is becoming more and more EV news related. So sit back and relax and enjoy our latest episode, Tesla Sweden versus the unions. Let's start off by saying that this is a very complex labor dispute. It is obviously in Sweden, and I'll be the first to admit that I know little to nothing about life in Sweden, and I know far less about the labor market in Sweden, but I'm going to do my best here. In a nutshell, this confrontation came to a head when Tesla refused to sign a collective bargain agreement that would legally bind them to said collective bargain agreement. So they were apparently negotiating with IF Metal, or at least talking with IF Metal, which is a automotive union in Sweden that primarily deals with like mechanics and metal workers, that kind of thing. I don't have the details about the collective bargaining agreement, but as with most contracts in when it comes to unions and businesses, it covers wages, hours, and working conditions, which could also include benefits in the wages and stuff like that. So it sounds like there was some sort of talk between IF Metal and Tesla. But when it came time to signing a collective bargaining agreement, they were told that Elon would not sign a collective bargaining agreement, and that came directly from Elon. So IF Metal looked at their options and they're like, well, our only option now is to strike, which honestly is not a surprise. That is one of the tools in a union's tool belt is to strike. It's also not a surprise that Tesla isn't willing to sign a contract because Elon has always been super anti-union. As a matter of fact, here in the United States, there have been quite a few lawsuits against Tesla for firing employees who have tried to unionize in California and other places. Now, from what I understand, in Sweden, most businesses are covered by a collective bargaining agreement, even if their employees are not members of the union. Unions are very strong in Sweden. Something like 90% of the population in Sweden belongs to a union. It's like 80% in Norway. So these Nordic countries have very high union participation. Now, despite the fact that IF Metal is or was trying to negotiate with Tesla, it doesn't sound like IF Metal represented all Tesla workers. So IF Metal themselves, they say, well, white-collar workers, we're not going to represent them. We're not going to work some of the other support-type staff. We're not going to represent them. That's just not who we represent. But mechanics for Tesla are definitely – they definitely qualify. How many mechanics they represent, that – you know, that remains to be seen. According to Tesla Sweden, about 10% of their employees are taking part of in the strike, but they don't say whether or not those employees are members of the IF Metal Union or not. And they also don't say if there are members of the IF Metal Union who are not taking part in the strikes. I found two different numbers as far as workers in Sweden. As few as 120 to 130, and as many as 300 employees in Tesla. If there are a total of 300 employees and they're all mechanics that would fall underneath who would qualify to be represented by IF Metal, then that would mean that there are 30 strikers, but in reality, it's more probably like 12 to 13, which, you know, not that many. But the employees who are striking are being paid. Their salaries are being paid by IF Metal's union. And I would imagine that if there's only 12 employees or 13 employees striking, they could probably pay their salaries for a little bit and not see much of a drain on their coffers, if I had to guess. Now, some employees, Tesla Sweden employees, have come to Tesla's defense, saying the IF Metal does not speak for us and everything's fine at Tesla. We don't want to be a part of their union and they should leave us alone. Some Tesla Sweden employees have also received threats on social media. And, you know, despite of how you feel about a conflict between a union and a business, you should not be threatening individual employees. That's not very pro-labor of you. I realize that that has a fine tradition in the union history, roughing up scabs and that kind of thing. But we've evolved past that. Let's not threaten people on social media because they don't want to be a part of the union. That's all I'm saying. So Tesla says they've been prioritizing employee safety when it comes to these threats. All right. So we have that going on. In addition to that, Tesla Sweden is claiming that somewhere close to 1,000 license plates for new cars have not been delivered. The Swedish Transport Agency, which hands out license plates, uses PostNord, which is Sweden's postal service, to deliver packages exclusively. And PostNord says they will not deliver mail to Tesla. We've talked about this in the past. So all of this is holding up deliveries to customers. And it's difficult for customers because it's frustrating, right? You want your car, you ordered it and you would like it delivered to you at some point in time. It's frustrating for Tesla because they can't realize those sales until the cars are actually delivered. If I had to guess, Tesla is probably rerouting cars from that would normally go to Sweden to different countries because they don't want to deal with this right now. And while the 1,000 cars that are sitting there, they can't be delivered, that's frustrating. They're not going to add to that. That's my guess. Maybe they don't. Maybe they keep delivering cars to Sweden and just waiting on them, but I don't think that's going to be the case. Tesla took Sweden's Swedish Transport Agency. They took the Swedish Transport Agency to court saying, please force them to use a different courier service or allow us to pick them up directly from the manufacturer. And it sounds like the court said, okay, but then said, nah, we're not going to do that. So they rescinded their decision or whatever the legal term is. So Tesla did what I think is the responsible thing, is they sent some letters out to customers saying, you know, here is our version of the story. So it's got a very large Tesla slant, their version of the story. But who knows if it'll make a difference with Swedish customers. Again, if your country is 90% union and a lot of the businesses, even if they aren't union, still abide by a collective bargaining agreement, these people may be very understanding. And then again, they may not. It just kind of depends. Outwardly, they may be understanding, and inwardly, they may be like, oh, this sucks. I want my car.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Now, it's not just IF Metal that is striking. Swedish electricians, dock workers in Sweden, and even cleaning services have refused to work with Tesla. So I would imagine the toilets at Tesla are getting pretty dirty. Sorry, losing my voice here. So Swedish electricians, dock workers, and the cleaning services have all gone on the sympathy strike against Tesla. Now, these sympathy strikes have actually escalated outside of Sweden. Sympathy strikes in Norway and Finland may occur within the next 2 weeks, and this is mostly going to be dock workers. So the dock workers in Sweden, Finland, and Norway, eventually Norway and Finland, they're not going to unload ships that have Tesla cars on them. I mean, they'll still unload everything else. They're just not going to unload the Tesla cars. So that's, you know, problematic. Now, Tesla was trying to get around this by shipping through Denmark. And now Denmark's largest union, 3F, which they represent dock workers and truck drivers, they're going to be initiating a sympathy strike against Tesla. So Tesla can't try transporting cars through there anymore. Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. Like, dock workers are important, and drivers to transport cars, super important. Jan Valensen, head of 3F Transport, had this to say about Elon Musk. Even if you are one of the richest people in the world, you can't just make your own rules. We have some agreements on the labor market in the Nordics, and you have to comply with them if you want to do business here. Velleden said in a comment to the Financial Times. There is something to be said about this. Like, if you decide that you want to do business in a specific country, you should probably be okay with adapting your business to the culture of that country. I mean, one, it's good business practice, but two, like, if you do something that is so far outside of what the cultural practice is, you could do harm. Now, if you go to a country where labor practices are awful and you offer better labor practices, well, that's positive. It goes both ways. I'm not saying that Tesla should go into, you know, a country that has a terrible record on human rights and labor and just do exactly as the other businesses are doing there. I don't think that's right for sure. But it's not as if they didn't know that the unions were strong in Sweden. They had to have known because they hired Swedes. And that is a pretty common thing for Swedish people to know, I would imagine. Now, we've heard from a union representative, and, you know, I have all sorts of quotes from IF Metal, and I don't think they add anything new, so I didn't put them in here. But we've heard from the union representatives. Let's hear from Elon. Elon said, I disagree with the idea of unions. I just don't like anything that creates kind of lords and peasants kind of a thing. I think the unions naturally try to create negativity in a company. And I am pro-union, so I'm going to really bite my tongue on this, but I'm not sure how unions differ from the typical business hierarchy when it comes to lords and peasants. In my experience, unions bring all of the workers together within a certain class. Obviously, managerial people aren't in a union or aren't in a common worker labor type union. All of those people come together. And they're paid fairly, they're treated fairly, you know, you can't have, in unions, it's less likely to have favorites. And I know I'm letting my bias showing here, but I genuinely don't know how this is different than the typical business hierarchy, other than it's not, or it shouldn't be if you're in the right kind of union, lords and peasants. I've worked plenty of places and where the people in the managerial side of things act like lords and treat everyone else like peasants. And I have seen, time and time again, people get fired for things that people who are managers do regularly. So, and when I say managers, I mean higher ups. So I genuinely don't see how Elon draws those two together. I would really like to know if you have a thought as to why he's saying that, let me know. But I don't see it. In an interesting turn of events here, 3F actually has a pretty substantial stake in Tesla through Denmark's pension system. They currently own about 57.8 million US dollars in US in wait, wait, let me start over. $57.8 million in Tesla shares, US dollars, not kroner. That's pretty significant. That's a pretty good stake. The head of the 3F union was actually asked if they would diversify away from Tesla in their pension system. And I thought they had a really good answer, which is, you know, we're not going to throw away, like, $57 million is a lot of money. And we're not just going to throw that away because we had a temper tantrum. Like, this is people's livelihood after they retire. We're not going to sink our entire pension system because we're mad at Elon. I'm paraphrasing. But yeah, I mean, I think that that's reasonable, like, to have a temper tantrum and just pull nearly $60 million out of a company because you're having a tiff with them, only to put it in another company that may not perform as well. Like, you have to be smart about this. You have to have a plan. And maybe they will have a plan at some point in time to diversify themselves away from Tesla. But you just don't make a snap judgment decision and put all of your pensioners and future pensioners at risk. That's not a good way to do things. Now, I have a question for you folks. Nordic countries and, you know, countries that surround Nordic countries are very pro-union, and most of Europe is pretty pro-union. If these unions all band together, or enough of them band together, to make it difficult for Tesla to do business in and around Sweden, so Sweden and the surrounding countries and the surrounding countries for those countries, who do you think will break first? Is it going to be Tesla, or is it going to be IF Metal? It sounds like IF Metal is pretty well funded. It sounds like the network of unions in the Nordic countries and just outside of them is pretty strong. So these unions can make Tesla's life absolutely miserable. Like, it sounds like a silly thing to say when I was talking about the cleaning service unions not doing business with Tesla. But, you know, as an employee of a company, the ability to leave and go home and come back the next day and some magic house elf has, you know, cleaned your office space, that's pretty nice. And now that the service workers have started this sympathy strike, now that falls on the employees. Is it that big of a deal? Probably not. Is it a constant reminder of what's going on and an annoyance? Absolutely. I think as more unions get together and begin with the sympathy strikes, I think it's going to be tough for Tesla to do business, not only in Sweden, but all of those other countries that touch Sweden. And you never know, depending on how Elon handles this, it might be difficult for them to do business in all of Europe. Because again, Europe's a pretty union-friendly continent. And if you don't want to say union-friendly, you could at least say labor-friendly continent. And if Tesla acts a certain way towards Tesla Sweden or towards the IF Metal union in Sweden and the surrounding unions, those other countries in Europe might decide, hey, we want to make this difficult for you for no other fact than you're being a jerk. So Tesla, I think, and Elon need to tread very carefully in this regard. So maybe they don't sign the collective bargaining agreement. Maybe they come up with a memorandum of understanding that's something close or says that they'll abide by the spirit of the collective bargaining agreement. There's a couple of different ways that they can go here, but if they go full petulant child, I think there's going to be ramifications for them that ripple out, as it were, towards those other countries. If you think I'm full of baloney, send me an email, Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. If you want to follow me on X, I'm at 918digital. I had so many lovely conversations this weekend. I appreciate everybody who emailed in. And it wasn't just like an email, like a one and done email. Like, there were so many really nice, pleasant conversations back and forth. So I love that. I love that about this community. When I talk to people, I don't say people who listen to the show or listeners of this show. I say part of the Kilowatt community, and I genuinely, genuinely believe that. And I view everybody that listens to this show as part of that community. You don't have to go to patreon.com/kilowatt and support the show for a dollar. I know this. That was a terrible. I went from being very genuine to being kind of douchey, so I'm sorry. It was funny. I did it for the humor. But I am serious. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/kilowatt or supportkilowatt.com. You can also, there's a link in the show notes to support the show on Acast if you don't like Patreon. I will say Patreon's doing some pretty good things with their mobile app. I listen to almost all of the podcasts that I support on Patreon through the Patreon app now. It's that good. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being so kind and such great human beings and part of this community. I genuinely, I'm not going to do another plug, but I genuinely feel lucky that I am a part of this community. And I just appreciate everybody coming together and being so great. All right, everybody. That's it. I swear this is it. This is the last thing I'm going to say. I love you all. I hope you all have a wonderful week. I'm probably going to end up talking to you tomorrow because I have a whole queue of stories. We'll see how the day goes. See how the day goes. All right, everybody, take care.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.